Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oi, oi, I'm Jimmy Bullard, and this is me old muck of Fenners. We're back together, son, how are ya?
Hi, Bully, great to be back working with you. Well, what are we doing here, though?
We're starting a football club in podcast form. The only thing we know, it's called FC Bullard. After that, it's all up for grabs.
So, we haven't got any players, we haven't got kids, we haven't got a club badge, we haven't got a stadium.
Correct. FC Bullard, welcome to the club.
This is a Crowd podcast. Hello everyone and welcome to Beef's Golf Club. It's Ryder Cup week and we're in Rome. It's the most epic event in golf and we're here to keep you up to date on everything happening behind the scenes and on the golf course. I'm so excited to be here and we'll be bringing you daily episodes over the course of this weekend. So sit back and enjoy. This is Beef's Golf Club at the Ryder Cup. Hello everyone, welcome to Beef's Golf Club at the Ryder Cup. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. I'm sure you are if you're European, because they now hold a 7-point lead over the US. Me and producer Ryan are here in the media centre. What an unbelievable morning, mate.
It's another unbelievable morning, Beef, isn't it? And I mean, from what you've seen this morning, you've been obviously commentating out and about. How do you explain this European performance?
It's partly the European performance. I think if you're Zach Johnson going into this morning's games, the last thing you want to do is throw away a load of holes and give Europe a lead. And that's exactly what the American team did. I mean, Scotty Scheffler and Brooks Koepka started off double bogey, bogey, double bogey, and gave Hovberg three holes straight off the bat. You can't be doing it against a team like that when you need to be going out and winning the first few holes and trying to sort of build momentum, get red on the board. But I mean, after that, it's all well and good being three up. They've played the rest of the holes 5 or 6 under par as well, and that is phenomenal golf in foursomes.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll come to the matches individual very shortly, but just can I just say how great is it that you called Hovberg like at the beginning of the week as a great pairing, and Hovberg are like the best thing going right at the moment.
As everyone said to me, he's generational talent. I mean, the performance he's put in is just out this world. I don't think words can describe like how gutsy that is.
Yeah.
To come straight in with zero experience of really anything in tournament golf, professional golf, come straight into this and perform like he has. And again, the way Hovland's played as well, I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. We saw it at FedEx Cup, the way he dominated the FedEx Cup. But to come here and dominate again, I mean, them two are putting in an absolute performance of a lifetime.
I mean, since we're on them, we might as well talk about that second match. I mean, so they won 9-7, which I believe is the biggest margin of victory in any 18-hole match ever in the Ryder Cup. The biggest margin ever. That's unbelievable, right? And also the fact it was against the world number one and the USPGA champion as well. That's, you couldn't have predicted that at the beginning of today.
No way. I when the games come out yesterday night, I looked at that game and I just thought again, it's going to be another really tight game. And 9-7 is just, it's more than a landslide. I mean, we've never ever seen anything like that, but it's so rare that you see games won more than sort of 5-4.
Yeah.
And there's building, there's construction. I think there's another massive stage going up for the festival tonight, which Andrew Cotter will be delighted with.
Yes, Andrew Cotter will be delighted.
He would have drum and bass tent. I think he's requested it.
There's a drum and bass tent. I mean, having watched that game, what happened? You obviously mentioned the terrible start they had, but looking at Scheffler and Koepka, was there anything in like their body language that you saw? Like, how do you explain that poor performance from that beginning?
Just deflated. I mean, both of them would be thinking exactly what everyone's thinking. Get off to a good start, and you 6-5-6, three down after three, crowd on your back, and then Hovberg goes birdie, yeah, straight after that. I mean, it's just pure deflation. And when you're five down after six holes, it's so hard to come back from that. And like we always say, you never want to leave the door open with the best players in the world. If Brooks Koepka or Scottie Scheffler gets a sniff of nerves or anything to sort of bounce off and sort of try and find a bit of rhythm, they just slam the door with another four birdies in the row. I mean, it's incredible performance.
Unbelievable. Well, let's talk about the other matches then. So obviously match one was McIlroy and Fleetwood against Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. Big start for the Europeans. They went three up, I think, didn't they?
I found this a very strange pairing from the US side.
Did you?
Jordan Spieth hit it everywhere yesterday in the four ball. One thing you've got to do around this golf course, especially in foursomes, hit fairways.
Yeah.
If you start hitting it in the rough, you can't get to the greens. It's penalising. It's not like you can hit it everywhere. And I found that quite funny. And to be fair to them, after a really rough start, they battled really well.
Yeah.
Coming in. And there was a period in this game where the golf was off the chart. Around 11, 12 and 13, Rory driving the green on 11. Now, again, it's one of these moments where I've always said this about Rory. He can hit shots that a lot of us can't. He's hit a drive. He's carried it over 300 yards to sort of land it on the front edge of this green and make an eagle too. First eagle on 11. And then the next hole on 12, they've halved in eagles as well. And for Tommy to knock in the putt for a three and then Spieth to reply,
yeah,
and knock in his putt shows the character of Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth as well. And then to go on a birdie the next and win the hole, and they gave a real good battle. I mean, only to lose 2-1 there. Hats off to Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth for the battle, because that could have ended 6-5.
Absolutely. I heard on commentary, I think it's Rory's first time he's got 3-0 in a Ryder Cup, and you could see there was a putt on the, I think it was the 15th, where Rory held it, and there was such like emotion from him and Tommy. You could just see how much it meant.
They knew they were getting dragged into a big dogfight. They were getting dragged into it, and you could see it. You could see how the American team bounced back on 16 and won the hole,
yeah,
with a birdie, and all of a sudden it's down the last two holes, you know, and Tommy was left in a really awkward position for his putt, and then for Rory to hold it as well and just sort of end the game. Because against these players, like I said, you don't want to give them a chance, and they'll be walking off that 17th going, oh, phew, like a lot of relief there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In match number three, there was Lowry and Straka versus Homer and Harman, and this was the first full point for the US. What did you make of that game?
I said it earlier today. I think Max Homer has been the best player for America so far. I thought he played well yesterday. He had good spells, hit some good shots, hold some good putts. And playing next to Brian Harman, who will not back down from anything, that was always going to be a tough game for Lowry and Straka. And just looking there, I just think they just got outplayed. They didn't play badly at all. The better golf won in that game, and hats off to Max Homa and Brian Harman. As I said, he's been my pick for the American team.
Yeah.
The best player so far.
I mean, they had a really good few holes, didn't they, around number 10, two birdies and an eagle in a row. And I guess when you get 3 points on the board like that, is that a good confidence boost, is it, going into sort of the final stretch?
They're just so far behind. I mean, yeah, they've still lost the session 3-1.
Yeah,
they're getting
true.
An absolute hammering at the moment. I think I said this session was going to be really important. If it was 3-1 the other way, America's predominantly in the past been better in four balls, and they could go in and use that momentum. And I just think I don't see any hope back now for America. No way.
And then the final match, Rahm and Hatton versus Cantlay and Schauffele. So this went a bit further down to the end, didn't it? What did you make of that one? A two-on-one win for Europe.
Just wow. Just wow. Again, these guys, as I said, I've called Cantlay and Schauffele the unflappables. this week, honestly, they just keep going, keep plodding along. They're gritty, determined. Like Tyrrell and John as well. Tyrrell has held such an unbelievable putt on 16.
Yeah.
You know, he's twice the distance away, probably sort of 12 to 15 foot away, to knock that putt in before America have got to putt, when it's all square in the game with three to play. If he misses that, I think Xander holds that putt. And all of a sudden, that's the great thing with match play. He's flipped it on its head. They've missed. They've gone one up with two to play. And then John Rahm's hit an absolute worldie that's nearly gone in. Nearly another hole in. And how many times is this guy going to do that?
I know. We were watching that, didn't we? And your jaw dropped when you saw that shot.
It's just every time you think, can he do it again? Of course he can. It's just unbelievable. The amount of times he produces a shot, a chip in, just something to either win the game or just shut the door. And to be fair to America, Canada hit a great reply in there. Xander unluckily missed the putt. And that was the end of the game. But what a shot, man.
Yeah, what a shot. Very quick one, Beav. Speaking of Patrick Cantlay, you might find this interesting. So friend of the pod, Jamie Weir, obviously we had him on last night. He's reported that there's a bit of a split in the US camp, which has been led by Cantlay because he believes that Ryder Cup players should be paid. Now, he's not wearing a team cap and apparently didn't go to the gala dinner and is sort of sitting away from the rest of the team. We don't know if that's true. We love and trust Jamie, but that sounds like a bit of a shit show, doesn't it?
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
My first question.
Yeah.
Why are you missing dinner?
You're
in Rome. Why are you missing dinner? That's my first question. What is going on there?
Come on, Patrick.
Gala dinner.
And also, you know, if he's in need of a cap, we've got loads of Beef's Golf Club caps, mate. We could give him one of those and then, you know, that doesn't matter, does it?
Mate, all he had to do was ask.
We've got loads of them. You know, there's a big hanger there, as we discussed, a big merch shop. We could have got one of those, but we've got Beef's Golf Club hats. Should we drop him a message and see if he wants one?
I think we'll see if I can sneak it into his locker room, into his locker. So, next time he opens it, it's just going to be placed facing him and he can pop it on and go out and play.
We got you, Patrick. Loves Beef's Golf Club. Yeah. Let's try that. But yeah, I mean, look, I think also there was reports that Zach Johnson said that there had been a bit of illness and stuff, but it's not looking good for the US at this point, right?
There's a lot going on. And again, rumours are rumours until you get the 100% facts. I mean, there's a couple things there I don't quite understand. If he's unhappy about playing and not being paid and doesn't want to be there and play, if I was Zach Johnson, I wouldn't play him.
Yeah.
And that's one sort of query I have about all the rumours. And I don't think they'd let him play if he was in that kind of frame of mind and didn't want to be there, you know. And I think the whole team wouldn't want him to play. So that really is a bit bizarre. Also, not wearing a hat. It's 30 degrees, man.
Very hot out there. It's very hot out there.
His head is going to feel so tight by the end of the day. You know when you get a bit burnt and your just skin dries up, and as soon as you sort of move the front of your forehead, it hurts, man. Why are you not wearing a hat?
I think we just need to help Patrick out. Look, let's go get a Beef's Golf Club hat from the bag and then we'll give it to him this afternoon. See if he wears it. You never know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right then, after another blue morning, mate. Big afternoon coming. And we've got the pairings here. Shall we have a little run through?
Why don't you read them out, mate?
So we've got the Hovberg.
Oh, Hovberg again.
Hovberg are so big. They've made it to the top of the pile here. And they're starting off the four balls against Sam Burns and Colin Morikawa.
Wow, okay. I mean, Hovberg, they're just looking on fire right now, yeah, against those two?
They are looking on fire. I mean, again, looking at the American side, Sam Burns, Morikawa, both awesome golfers as well.
Both fresh as well, neither played this morning.
Like I've said, I think, again, it could be another tight game. God knows what's going to happen. It could be 9-7. I don't know what's going to happen. These scores are crazy, man. But again, it's another really good a good matchup. And we'll see what Hovberg brings in the four ball.
Come on, Hovberg.
Next up, we've got Tommy Fleetwood and Nicolai Højgaard against Max Homer and Brian Harman. They've played the foursomes together. Zach's decided to keep them together, which I think is very sensible. You could see they had a good kind of relationship against Lowry and Straka in the morning. And I think that's a wise idea. If I was a captain, I'd have kept them together.
Yep, makes sense.
We got the flusher in Tommy Fleetwood and the bomber in Højgaard. That's going to be, again, another good pairing. And just looking at these pairings, Big John's getting a rest.
Yes, that does stand out.
And this is what we were talking about earlier on in the week. You know, tough walk, a lot of emotion going into it. Do you have to play your best players Saturday afternoon?
Yeah.
Can you create a lead and rest a few players? Luke Donald's got that opportunity to just let John Rahm sit out, rest and get ready for the singles, which I think's a lovely, lovely choice for Luke Donald.
Absolutely.
Heading into the third game here, Justin Rose, Bob McIntyre paired again against Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth.
Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth out again, yeah.
They're a lot better in the four balls. I mean, I was surprised they played in the morning.
Yeah.
No brainer that they're playing again together. They'll want to bounce back from that. Tough competitors, just like Rose and McIntyre. That's a really good matchup. And last but not least, Mats Fitzpatrick and Rory again versus Patrick Cantlay and Wyndham Clark.
Oh, okay. I mean, we speculated, didn't we, if Rory was going to be rested if they had such a good lead, Europe, but he's putting them out again.
Yeah. Wyndham Clark's an interesting one as well. I'm surprised he hasn't played in the morning and he's had another chance. I thought he did okay yesterday as well, and it's quite surprising he's been left out. Let's see if Fitzy can have another run like he did early on. I mean, that run yesterday was phenomenal. Let's see if they can get going, and they shot around 10 under yesterday in four ball, so let's see if they can have a repeat of that going in.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's going to be an absolutely phenomenal afternoon, and obviously Europe in prime position at the moment. Before we go for lunch, Beef, and the four ball start, I had a question for you. Have you sampled any of the food trucks out there at the moment?
No, I haven't. As I've been walking around, I've caught whiffs of a few trucks, some good smells, some not so good smells. I know what trucks we should be heading to.
Well, two things on that. I mean, firstly, I was looking out earlier to see if I could find any club sandwiches while you were commentating. So far, haven't seen any Italian club sandwiches. That's something we maybe need to pick up with the Ryder Cup.
It's not as popular here. And it is a bit of a worry because I have seen a few Italian club sandwiches in my past. And instead of using the toasted white bread, I've seen a ciabatta being used.
Oh, dear.
Absolute shocker. And also, even worse, some focaccia. I mean, what are you playing at, man? Come on. Let's get a proper club sandwich in there.
It's just not a club sandwich, is it, if that's the case? The other thing I was going to say, I've got a bone to pick with you because this morning, you casually dropped in. We were talking about the Beef's barbecue food truck that was at Wentworth. And you casually dropped in. We spoke about on the pod that Rory McIlroy had seen the food truck and commented on it. And you casually dropped in that you'd text him and he'd replied. And you just failed to mention it.
I've had enough of name dropping, to be honest. We all know the name drop that's epically failed, and I just don't want to put myself in my position. And I've actually done it again because I've told you, and I should have kept my mouth shut this morning, but we only had about 4 hours sleep, and that's why I've probably said it.
So you text him going, you wanted a bit of barbecue, did you? And he replied saying it looked good.
After Jamie mentioned it a few weeks ago, I just texted him out of the blue saying, I heard you fancied a bit of beef barbecue on 17 the other day. And he was like, let me read it for word for word. How about we do that? Word for word.
Please do.
Oh, also, by the way, speaking about that, Rory, right, Ryan sometimes pressures me into dropping a text or a call. So one day I did call Rory and I gave him the phone, and he just instantly ended the call and shit himself.
I thought you were about to say, let's do it now. Yeah. But he's got a game to play, Beef. He's got a game to play.
I said, mate, rumour has it you wanted some barbecue on 17 the other day, crying with laughter face. I got a reply, haha, I definitely spied on the beef barbecue stand.
Words of Rory McIlroy himself. While he's about to go into his fourth match of the weekend, he might just be slightly thinking about beef barbecue. Let's have that thought as we go into the four balls. That's surely, yeah, we got it. We got to get him on at some point and talk about beef barbecue.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm not sure we'll get him on, but I'm sure we'll deliver him some barbecue at some point.
Well, in the meantime, let's get on with the four balls, shall we?
Yes, mate. Let's do it. Big afternoon ahead. Let's see what happens in these four balls. Remember, everyone, tell your friends to get involved and follow Beef's Golf Club for all your Ryder Cup updates. We'll be back again later today to chat about the afternoon action. See you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.